as a coach. Thanks again for joining me here. Man, I tell you what, you guys could taste that in the seventh inning up by a run there, and just things just didn't go your way the last couple of innings, but doesn't take away from what your team did here today, Coach. Just your initial thoughts on today's game.
No, like you said, you know, on that little blooper, I think with two outs, you know, right over Cheyenne's head. You know, that's just baseball, softball. Some of those things happen. It wasn't a hard hit, you know, and then they kind of rallied, you know. It just, you know, that momentum turns, you know. You see it maybe a little more in basketball and football, but, man, like, if you can't say that they had the momentum going into that, you know, after that happened, like, you're crazy.
Difficulties here. Trying to get unplugged here, Coach, but, one of those situations there you mentioned the momentum situation.
Yep. Like I said, you know, I still had a ton of confidence, though, going in that bottom of the seventh. We had the top of our lineup, you know, and I thought today we really hit the ball hard. I mean, you know, we couldn't find gaps. They have a very good defense, you know, behind them, and I thought our defense was solid as well all day. Either way, two great teams playing and fun to watch, but I'm really, really proud of our girls. They battled all year. They fought adversity. You know, we always go into this state tournament. It's kind of the underdog regardless of our, you know, record, but they battled, and I just can't say enough how proud of them I am.
Boy, Mallory was swinging a pretty good stick today.
Yeah, she has all year. She's just consistent. And just like I said at regional, it's just great on the bases, and it's just going to be very missed at that catcher spot. But, she did.
Well, and then you also kind of look at it as well Cheyenne. She had a pretty good day in the circle, just some things didn't go her way.
She battled, she's going to do such great things next year. And I hope, you know, a bigger school gives her a chance. It's like I said, she could play any spot she wants. And I hope she goes there next year and proves it, because she is definitely a softball player. But, you know, she's going to do a lot of good things in life. She's a great softball player, but even an even better kid. She's going to be missed as well. You know, all of our seniors, Jessarella, yeah, that didn't get, you know, a ton of, you know, time this year because of the injury, Jordis, Shaw, I think that's the saddest thing, is just going to miss those seniors. You know, I've been around them for 4 years now, and they're just going to be really missed.
You know, you've been a part of this program for 3 years, taking over as head coach this year. I don't think you could ask for a better first year as a head coach. But these seniors, they were the trailblazers for this Scott City softball program.
Yeah, they're just great leaders. I mean, I got to give credit to, you know, Aaron Myers and people that have taken them, you know, even like Jen Urban, that have taken them as kids and worked with them. Hopefully I'm not leaving somebody out. But, they've worked with them, you know, and then I guess I get the credit now. But, I mean, the credit should go to them. You know, they've worked with these girls, you know, so that's why they're so good. But anyways.
All right. Once again, Coach Drew Kite, Scott City seeing their season come to an end, 19-4 with, a heck of a season here. Just fell a little short here. Thanks again, Coach, for everything. And I know I had to put you on the spot with all the interviews all season, but you did a great job. It's like, you know, back when you were playing in high school.
Yeah.
But it's been good, as always, Coach. And we'll see you around and have a good summer.
Thanks, Adam.